Upon arriving at Ebury Place that evening, Maisie brought her MG to the mews behind the mansion, and noticed immediately that Lord Compton's Rolls Royce was parked alongside the old Lanchester, and that George, his chauffeur, was in conversation with Eric, a footman who took charge of the motor cars when George was in Kent. George touched his forehead and opened Maisie's door for her.
"Evening, Mum. Very nice to see you."
"George, what are you doing here? Is Lady Rowan in London?"
"No, Mum. Only his lordship. But he's not staying. Just a business meeting and then to his club."
"Oh, a meeting at the house?"
"Yes, Mum. And if you don't mind, he said that as soon as you returned, he'd like you to join him in the library."
"Me?" Maisie was surprised. She sometimes thought that Lord Compton had merely indulged his wife in her support of Maisie in the early years of her education, though he had always been nothing less than cordial in his communications.
"Yes, Mum. He knows you're going out later, but he said to say it wouldn't take long."
Maisie nodded to George and thanked Eric, who stepped forward with a cloth to attend to the already shining MG. Instead of entering through the kitchen door, an informality that had become her custom, she walked quickly to the front entrance, whereupon the door was immediately opened by Sandra, the most senior below-stairs employee in the absence of the butler, Carter, who was at Chelstone.
"Evening, Mum."
Sandra gave her only a short curtsy, knowing that Maisie hated such protocols.
"His lordship?"
"Yes, George just told me."
She passed her hat and coat to Sandra, but kept hold of her document case. She checked the silver nurse's watch that was pinned to her lapel, a gift from Lady Rowan when she was sent to France in 1916. The watch had been her talisman ever since.
"Thank you, Sandra. Look, could you run me a bath, please? I have to meet Mrs. Partridge at the Strand Palace by 7, and I really don't want to be late."
"Right you are, Mum. Pity she couldn't have stayed here. It's not as if we don't have the room."
Maisie patted her thick black hair and replied as she sped toward the sweeping staircase, "Oh, she said she wanted to be waited on hand and foot in a lavish hotel now that she has a few days' respite from her boys." Outside the library door, Maisie composed herself before knocking. The men's voices carried. Lord Compton's was sharp and decisive. The second voice seemed deep and resolute, and as Maisie listened, she closed her eyes and began to mouth the overheard words, automatically moving her body to assume a posture suggested by the voice.